In New Talk, Harry Nevack is being watched as he picks up a box. Inside are all the things his family owns. He's about to set it down on his boat, already filled to the brim, when a cameraman interrupts him.
Can I come in for a sec to get a shot?
Moving away.
A crowd stands around the boat. Reporters from three news outlets and two film crews. Here's Paul Charles, president of the Newtok Village Council.
The whole state of Alaska is watching us, and the rest of the world is watching us.
Just about halfway.
It's moving day in Newtok, the village where erosion has already claimed several homes, and the river is banging on more doors. Newtok is sending a third of its residents across the Ninglick River this year to its replacement village, Mukhtavik. Decades of planning have built up to this moment.
It felt like it was never going to happen.
Lisa Charles's grandparents told her about the plans to move when she was 16. That was in 1994.
I remember being really excited, thinking it was going to happen in 1 year, but every year there would be a delay, and then, is it 30 years later? No, 25 years later, we're finally going to move.
Moving an entire village is a huge project, but why did it take a quarter century to move just some of the residents? The cost of moving Newtok has been estimated at over $100 million. This has meant courting dozens of agencies for a house here, a stretch of road there. And managing the grants and the paperwork has not always been easy.
We lost by the millions.
Former tribal administrator Stanley Tom says millions of dollars in grants were mismanaged and lost in the early days of the relocation process. He blamed it on disagreements within the village's leadership. That led to a power struggle. Eventually, the Newtok Village Council wrestled control of the relocation effort from the Newtok Traditional Council. During that time of instability, funding stalled for years. Paul Charles, the current president, says that's all behind them.
You know, we work together as a community, as one village.
But before everyone can move over to Mukhtavik, there will be two villages, at least physically. Myron Lincoln is part of the majority that's staying in Newtok this year, not by choice.
I brought some people yesterday and kind of made me want to move over there, but
officials in Newtok say the families closest to the erosion and flooding get to move first. Everyone else will have to wait. Myron is making the best of the situation. He and his family are moving into his cousin Lisa Charles's home in Newtok, since Lisa is moving over to Mukhtavik. He says he's not worried about staying in a home that was evacuated due to flooding risk. After all, he says, it's only temporary.
Until next year, we'll get our own spot at Mukhtavik.
Myron's not the only one in Newtok who claims he'll move next year. But Newtok's relocation coordinator, Romy Cadiente, says that actually they don't have the funding to build more houses. At least not yet.
We'll get them over there. Just be patient with us.
And the ones who will move over this year, are they ready to leave? Here's Michael Fairbanks.
There's a part of me inside that doesn't want to leave home, because I've lived here for all my life.
But Michael says he knows he has to. He's moving to solid ground to live a safer life.
There's just basically no other words to describe it, but feeling happy and sad at the same time.
When it gets dark in Newtok, people walk to the south side of the village to look across the river. Homes in Mukhtavik light up like stars. ...25 minutes by boat gets you from Newtok to Mukhtavik, and it's a brand new village in every sense. The gravel roads are immaculate. The homes are 1,400 square feet.
This is it, guys.
Relocation coordinator Romy Cadiente shows off a four-bedroom home, complete with stove, refrigerator, wood stove, thermostat controlled. By next year, they'll be running water and flushing toilets.
But one of the real neat features of this...
Romy beams in front of a built-in closet.
People in Newtok are not used to closets.
No, we don't even have stuff like this.
And he points at shelves installed in the wall. Albertina Charles's new home is right on the water. But in Muktavik, that's a good thing. Inside, she sits on the bare floor of the living room next to her daughter and her three grandchildren. Each of the babies have a pack of ramen they're munching on. Comfort food. Albertina says she's happy in her new home, but her voice trails off.
If only there was no erosion, no flood, no permafrost melting, we'd still be over there. But we'll get used to it. We'll get used to living here.
Albertina is going outside and doesn't want to be bothered. She says whenever she feels sad, she'll walk on the tundra and the living ground heals her. Outside, between the Ninglik River and her new home in Muktavik, Albertina has her own patch of tundra on the hillside. Stretched out in front of her is a view of the river. You can't make out new talk, but it's out there. Albertina bends down. She picks up a leaf, puts it to her nose, and inhales. In Muktavik, I'm Greg Kim.